It's okay, you can sing along. At home or sitting here on in the man cave?
Yeah.
The bow-legged one? That's Zoe.
Shake it, Dad. Shake.
What's your name? Oh yeah. Very sexy, Eric. Alright. Men of the Cave.
Great song.
That is a great song. So here we are, episode 25, man.
25.
Yeah.
Are we official at 25?
Quarter century.
What do you say, Zoe? Are we official? You got a Fallout shirt on, bro. That's official.
You know what? Everything I do is official. So if I'm here, obviously that makes it straight up official.
Bam.
Boom.
Drop the mic.
Boom.
I'm so official. All I need is a whistle.
Damn.
So as you hear, we got Zoe, who already gave his little speech. We got Hot Sauce, who's sitting next to his picture of Mark Hamill. I'm getting tired of seeing that already, okay?
I mean, we're best friends. He wanted to be on the show, but he said, hey, just have me there in spirit. So I was like, this is the next best thing.
That's probably the best thing.
But do you have to kiss it every 5 seconds? That's what I want to know.
I mean, he requested it, so I mean, it would be weird if I didn't.
If the Hamill says so.
And so now that we're finished, Eric's finished caressing Mark Hamill's nutsack. Yeah. We are going to introduce Gilliam.
What's up, fellas?
Who other than me seems to be the most consistent person that shows up.
Mm-hmm. Hardest working man in show business.
What is that today? Not really.
I don't know where John is.
John.
Johnny Danger. He's out being dangerous.
JD.
Missed.
I don't know where Steven is. Well, Steven's busy. He sounded frustrated when I talked to him today. He's got real.
Life
when it comes to the army, he's got army problems.
He's got not problems.
Knowing Steven that long, when army problems come up, I already, all right, bro, I know you ain't coming to school.
It's like, oh, he has to be in the building. He has responsibilities.
Exactly.
As well.
So, Steven, I hope I hope we see you on here soon. It's been a month already, right?
I think it has been. Yeah.
Maybe when we get him on here soon.
Feels like it has at least. Yeah.
Of course, I have to be here, and I say this every week because I don't have a choice. So, but I love it. Mm-hmm. I love seeing these sexy guys,
thick.
Especially the one right behind Gil. That dude with he's got a little headband on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Verse.
Oh yeah,
yes, Yoda. Fine. And we have a special guest today. Mm-hmm. He's not special to us because we see him all the time, but mm-hmm. for the show he's special
because he's slow.
we got Joe.
What's up, everybody?
The man of many voices.
Many.
We're gonna hear some of those tonight.
Many personalities, many voices.
Many voices in my head.
Yeah. Yes, man.
We may get the Russian.
Hello.
We may get Josie, the alter ego.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on out there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Yes. Yeah. So, man, we got a good show. We got a good show tonight. So, what are we talking about, Hot Sauce? What do we got on tap?
Bring it out.
He-Man, Woman Haters.
He-Man, Woman Haters. He-Man team. He-Man movie.
Oh, he Greenlit. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He-Man movie. What else we got, Gil?
Lee Schreiber from...
the guy that played Sabretooth, right?
Played Sabretooth. Was asked, actually, to have played a bit of part in Logan.
Which we know he didn't show up, so we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to talk some... So we got Zoe here. We have to talk some... what are we going to talk, Zoe?
I guess you're going to talk about, I'm assuming, the Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower, and then Vampire Chronicles.
Vampire Chronicles.
Because Zoe loves Anne Rice.
Apparently. I mean, you know what? After the second restraining order, I kind of got the idea that she was not down, but hey. It's cool.
So, let's get...
One more thing. Also aliens.
Talk some aliens. What else we got there, Joe? What else we got written down there?
Looks like we got... Pacific Rim.
Ooh. What do you think when you hear that word, that rim word?
I think of any. You know, I think of a lot of things, you know, just in my mind. first of all, rim job.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's absolute first.
I don't know what that is.
Can you explain? Someone look it up on Google.
You know what? While we're on the rim job story, why don't we explore a little bit of what Rose said? What do you think about stalkers? What do you think about people that get restraining orders on them?
Uh-oh.
You ever been? You ever had a restraining order on someone, Josie?
Well, many, actually. But I can't actually you know, discussed that. Still in the lawyer systems and, you know, still...
I got you.
You know.
I understand that. So let's start off with our favorite underwear-wearing cartoon character.
Yes.
He-Man.
I have the power.
So while we were doing this, Gil read the story about He-Man. Did we finish that story, Gil?
From what I've read so far, hours.
You know what? You know what? While you do this research, Zoe, why don't you tell me what your earliest memories are of the He-Man, like He-Man cartoon, like
wow.
Just break it down.
A long time ago, where a mild-mannered prince reached for that sword and took it to another level. That's my first memory.
Valiant haircut.
And he rode in on a unicorn. I just didn't watch it.
What did he ride in on?
Saber-toothed tiger? Dragon sword?
Does anybody remember what Battle Cat's name was when he wasn't Battle Cat?
Oh, shoot.
Come on.
Freddy Cat.
He was a Freddy Cat, actually. But that wasn't his name.
I honestly don't remember what his name was, but I know he was scared of everything.
Nobody remembers that. His name. His name was Cringer.
That's right.
I didn't even need to do research for that shit. So, He-Man. Did you like the cartoon?
I thought it was great. I thought it was cool.
I mean, He-Man and Skeletor and Man-at-Arms.
Skeletor.
Did he have a name or they just called him Man-at-Arms?
I just remember Man-at-Arms.
Like Man-at-Arms, right?
Or Man-o-Arms or something like that.
Something like that. I always thought he had like a bunch of arms. I don't know.
Then there was the Sorceress.
Yeah, and then there was Teela, Man-at-Arms' daughter.
There was the guy that he like floated around.
Orko.
Yeah, there you go. I know it was someone with an O.
Ooh, see, everybody forgets the names. So they're going to make a movie. What do you think? Do you think they need to update his costume?
Actually, I actually enjoy it. Love the shorts or the little, you know, underwear thing.
Little underwears, yeah.
Yeah, the hair. Very sexy.
Very sexy.
Very, just needs to have more hair on the body.
That's a little bit more hair. You like the haircut? Yeah, yeah. How does the blonde do, the dude do for you?
I absolutely adore it. Cute.
You adore it?
Cute.
What about, do you think that when he takes that little chest armor little thing off, you think he has a tan underneath that?
Absolutely.
Oh, he wears it to the beach, like beach season?
I think they actually have a picture of it.
I think we did see a picture and doing our
I blew
research.
It up, put it on my wall.
Ooh.
I make sure of you.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Very fun.
So no updated costume. Mm. No? What do you think, guys? Do you agree with my friend over here?
I honestly have no idea if He-Man, the Masters of the Universe, whatever the next reincarnation of this is going to be, or incarnation, I should say, if it's going to be able to gain a mainstream audience, you know, because you have to reminisce. You have to get the people that are reminiscing, and then you have to get the new crowd in there. So I don't know.
Who remembers Masters of the Universe, the Dolph Lundgren 80 movie?
I
remember it.
That was a good one.
Well, what did you think about it, Gil?
I mean, for the worst time, it was kind of cool. I mean,
Lundgren in there. Yeah. He was wearing the underwear.
Yeah.
He didn't.
It wasn't like as... It wasn't really kiddie either. Like, it was like more of a... No more serious.
It went a whole kind of different way, right? Yeah. Like, you know, like they had Beast Man and he looked like a real beast. And they had the sorceress chick. What's her name? Evil-Lyn. Evil-Lyn. You know, she looked real evil.
Hermione Granger?
No. Okay. Wrong sorceress.
Wrong.
Skeletor looked pretty cool.
Yeah, Skeletor did.
I remember being a kid and being scared. I was like, I can't look at that. Okay.
Do you remember... That was, what's her name was in that movie from Friends? Courtney Cox.
Ooh.
She
was the girlfriend of the guy that... The main character, there was a girl...
Like in our world.
In our world, yes.
Right, okay.
And they had the key. I mean, it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay. I know Joe here isn't really familiar with He-Man too much, right?
Nah, it came out, what, late 80s?
Yeah, mid-80s,
early
80s, yeah. Early
80s.
And Joe's a youngin', I mean.
Yeah,
Joe's
I was born in 91, so I'm like, I remember seeing it on TV, not really actually, you know.
Cartoon Network?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But never really, like, you know, focused. I was more into, like, 91. If it came out, what, maybe 85?
Summer.
80, I'm like looking
Robotech?
At it right here. I think it's, like, 87, if I'm not mistaken. But
yeah. Oh, Robotech, that's my shit right there.
I was probably maybe like 4 or 5. I was still kind of getting out of Barney, you know.
Barney
stages. So,
ooh.
You know, yeah. 90s, you know what I'm saying?
So,
how old are y'all guys? I mean, I gotta ask that question.
We're old.
91.
Whatever. I was 11.
Even whenever He-Man came out, I guess.
I was like 5. I mean, I was three, four.
Yeah, my earliest is 5.
I was born in 80. So
82.
78.
84. So y'all had 84. Y'all were developed minds already. Almost,
I mean, honestly.
You know?
Well, that's up to debate, right?
Right.
I was kind of a savant. So,
true.
I will always say that we grew up in the best time. You remember Silverhawks?
I remember Silverhawks.
Dude, yeah. Silverhawks was the
shit. You know, Thundercats.
Oh, dude, Thundercats. Oh. Yes.
Oh man, Thunder Down Under. I mean.
Excuse me.
Down under.
You
know.
Jesus.
Come on. G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. The real American hoe. I mean, heroes.
Transformers.
Ooh, then Transformers. GoBots. Remember GoBots?
I do remember GoBots.
The cheap man's Transformers. GoBots wasn't bad, though.
Do you remember? Well, we can go on and on about.
No, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Mask. Do you remember Mask?
Oh, dude, yep. Mask was the shit. Mm-hmm. What else? Remember Dino Riders?
Man, I do not remember Dino Riders. I do remember Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, there was a Dungeons and Dragons.
There was
a Dinosaucers. There was a Macross 1, which was like a Robotech. It was actually like Voltron.
Okay, I do remember Voltron, of course.
Voltron was awesome. What
Ninja
else?
Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I can't forget. Well, that was more towards
that was 90s.
Cops, remember Cops?
I 100% remember Cops.
The song was the shit.
Yes.
That cops?
No, not that cops.
No.
Film location.
No, I can't remember. It was like cyborg officers, police.
They had a guy. They got a guy. They had a guy that had a dog and a The guy that had Centurions.
Yeah, they,
I like that move right there. Do it again.
Power Extreme.
Woo.
Yeah. There was a guy that had a trench coat with two machine guns that popped out of his chest.
Yeah.
So he would just do that and they'd just start blowing.
I mean, Batman the Animated Series was around that time too. That was awesome. I think we're going to have to do a show. There's 80s cartoons. We're going to have to do a research on that one though. And Zoe, you'll definitely be on that one because.
Speaking of research, the He-Man movie is scheduled to come out December 18th, 2019.
2019.
It's on the fast track.
What else, Gil? Now that we've bought in that time for you to catch up, what else?
As far as originally the director was going to be Mick G, but they kind of I guess kicked him out of it. So now they're doing the director for Batman Begins, David Goyer.
That's not bad.
David S. Goyer.
Mick G, is he like...
He did Charlie's Angels, Terminator, Salvation.
I thought he was Big Mac's little brother or something.
At least they'll be good movies.
That's pretty much
it. Do they have an actor slated? I know they have a script done already, right? And
they're still technically writing it.
Okay.
Or, I mean, it's... Yeah.
So what are our hopes? Hot Sauce, what are the hopes for He-Man? Are we excited about it? Do you think it's going to be good? What do you think?
I think so. I hope Dolph Lundgren plays like his dad or something. That would be pretty funny.
He's got to have some kind of cameo.
And he's fixing to be my new best friend because he'll be there at Alamo City Comic Con this month where I'll be there.
Nice.
So.
I don't want to hear about that stuff. Zoe, you tell me what you think. I'm done with Hot Sauce for this generation.
I honestly don't know what to think, to be honest. I don't know if it's going to be great or bad. I mean, it could really be both ways.
It's got to either knock it out the park or it's going to suck. There's really no middle ground, right?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Do you want to see some version of it where it's more towards the cartoon, or would you like to see it the way the Masters of the Universe did it, where they kind of took it to like a different world? I mean, it's Eternia, but they made it look kind of futuristic, kind of where it would fit in this world, or... Do you want to see just a whole fresh take? Like, do you want them to come to Earth like they did in that movie, which they never did in the cartoon? But do you want them to just stay there in Eternia?
I think it would be better just to stay in Eternia. I think it almost might have to go kind of the way that the new Power Rangers movie went, where it was kind of not all the way hardcore, not all the way, you know, just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And I think... You know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be tough. But on the plus side, according to my friend right here, could get some underwear sales out of it, you know.
Exactly.
Some He-Man thongs or...
Oh, yeah.
That could be...
I can see them totally selling. Definitely.
Do you think...
Victoria's Secret?
Do you think he needs to wear the slingshot or just the thong?
If only my dreams, it'd be nothing, but we have to choose one, so...
The thong, yeah, that song, yeah. So, on that Crisco note...
Cisco. I said Crisco. That's funny.
We're gonna go ahead and flip gears here. And so, we all know that the next Alien movie's coming out, Alien Covenant. We are waiting.
Alien.
You know, they've had a couple of prologues come out. Has anybody seen those?
I saw one of them. Well, I only know of one of them that exists.
There's two of them.
Okay, well, I've
which one did you see?
The one where it shows them going in the old alien ship to the alien homeworld, and they're going to drop off all the capsules of the zygomorph or whatever it's called down
the
on
virus,
the
virus, yeah.
Right.
There's one of them like partying before they get into their stasis pods. They're all drinking and having a good time. I didn't even know James Franco was in that until I saw that trailer. He's the captain of the Covenant.
Really?
But he's real sick, so I think something's going to happen to him. Mm. If I had to guess. But it's kind of an interesting way for them to market it, to show prologues leading up to it. What do you think about Aliens, Joe?
I like them.
You like them?
Yeah. Not I've only seen maybe I remember early seeing the first one, but I'm excited to see the new one, the fifth one.
Because the scary part of it, or
new graphics.
Yeah.
Almost, you know.
It looks kind of scary.
Every so often, you know, every year, better technology, just like how the Star Wars did. So.
Oh yeah.
Excited to see.
We'll get to that in a little while. We got an interesting story with Joe and Star Wars.
Yeah.
So out of that story came the news that Alien 5's kind of maybe not going to happen. From what I read, the story that I read was stating that Ridley Scott was kind of, I guess he didn't like it that he wasn't particularly going to be very involved in it. Like, you know, since he's the creator and of the property, it looks like it's not going to happen. So it looks like it's canceled. Are you sad about that? That they're going to cancel the Alien movie? What do you think, Josie?
It's a tough one. You know, I love to see aliens, you know, just tearing people's heads off. But other than that, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Alien probes, does that interest you at all?
Probing, yes. Definitely.
You like the probes?
I would love to watch anyone being probed.
Hell yeah.
How about the double probes?
Even better.
what do you, Zoe, are you sad about that?
I honestly didn't even know it was going to happen. Or wasn't going to happen. So, I mean, it makes no difference to me, to be honest with you.
Would you have preferred to see an Alien 5 with Sigourney Weaver and Michael, like the continuation of Aliens, instead of these prequels? Because kind of that's what it's coming down to, is what Ridley Scott is saying. Like, oh, we have three more prequels planned. We don't have time. I've read people online saying, I don't even care about Covenant. I'd rather see Alien 5. I want to see the continuation of Aliens, the more colonial marines fighting against aliens. If you had to choose.
Well, I think when you talk about Ridley Scott, he meant the Alien franchise to be a science fiction show, not a action movie or a horror show. So it's kind of going back to his roots of what he wanted. So, I mean, to me, I'm fine with it.
You are? What about you, Hot Sauce?
I'm fine with either way. I would have kind of liked to see the continuation. What else? And as far as these movies goes, it's kind of like the movies of Saw, to where they have to reinvent like newer ways for the xenomorph to bust out of somebody, which I thought is kind of interesting to keep people, I guess, the horror aspect of it, you know, going.
Busting out from the front, from the back.
Right. Who knows what end they'll come out of.
This time. What? All right, Gil, what about you?
For, this one, and you see about a sequel that did make an Alien 5?
Yeah, if you had to choose between an Alien 5 or these prequels that they keep doing.
Sigourney Weaver's not getting any younger, so definitely, gotta be honest here, prefer the Alien 5. She's already saying that she's all on board to do it, it just needs to happen. Like, I mean, she's like, what, now in her 60s?
She's old.
She's kind of getting up there.
She's OAF, old as fuck.
Yeah.
Michael Biehn ain't getting any younger either. So if we're gonna do it, you're gonna have to
it's
do it soon.
It's gonna happen really soon. It's just yeah, they're not getting any younger.
So Alien Covenant comes out at the end of this month. Right 2 weeks. We gonna go see it?
I'm down.
Down.
Cool.
Sure.
Set it up.
What was your favorite Alien movie, if you had to rank them?
Aliens.
What about you, Hot Sauce?
Aliens.
Gil?
Aliens. That's just part two.
What about you?
Well, since I only saw the first two, I'd probably say the first one. It's always the original.
I'll go with that.
Give it a classic.
With me, it's Aliens 2. It was just the warfare aspect of it. It just seemed like... You know, because the first one was essentially just a horror movie. It's a real scary, you know, jump out of your... And it's good for what it is. And Aliens just took... I liked how it took it to that whole nother level. You know, let's make a war movie out of it. Let's get these space marines who are tough. And then they just get fucking...
Game over, man.
And they get anal probed.
R.I.P.
In the chest. It's pretty bad.
Probed in the chest.
Alien 3 kind of sucked. I'm gonna lie. Yeah. Alien 4, you know...
Usually when it gets to those higher numbers...
How about that gem?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt. That gem, Alien versus Predator.
Oh my God. You know what's crazy is, like unfortunately, the generation... like Joe's generation, or, like, afterwards, who never even saw the other ones, and they just seen Alien versus Predator, they're like, oh, that's so cool. And you're like, dude, I'm fucking slap the shit out of you. I mean, Predator. The original Predator is the best one. You know, Predator 2 was okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
So
I remember playing the Predator game at Chuck E. Cheese. That was pretty cool.
There was the side scroller. Remember that one? The side scroller.
It was pretty sweet. Yeah, it had the actual gun.
Oh no, that one—the gun that Aliens game.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh wow.
There was a Predator game where you were.
It was a side scroller.
That game's still at Century, actually. The movie theaters.
Really?
They still have that game over there.
Sweet. Yeah, let's check it out.
There was also. The Predator Concrete Jungle game.
I guess is that part for Predator 2?
It was on PlayStation. It was actually really good. PlayStation 2.
That was when Danny Glover wasn't too old for that shit anymore. It was getting there though.
Dude, that movie's funny. There's some memorable.
Say hello to Mark Hamill, folks.
Oh yeah, just what do you got to say about this, Mark?
There's definitely some memorable moments on there.
Quiet guy.
So quiet.
I myself am not happy about it. I think there's enough to do them both, but I think Ridley Scott wants ultimate control, which is totally... I mean, he owns it, so yes, it's his. But universe. George Lucas let go of Star Wars. He only directed the first one, and then are they one of the prequels?
What studio controls or owns the Alien franchise?
I think it's Fox.
Fox?
I think, maybe. I don't know. These days, you never know. I mean, it's so weird to even see a Star Wars movie and it doesn't start with 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, Ridley Scott wanting to have, like, one big universe as far as tying Aliens, doing Blade Runner, and, what was the other one? Shit. There's, like, three of them all
together. The Wayland.
That's the whole Wayland thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's why it's part of the reason why he's not being all...
I mean, it could be. Prometheus was good. I mean, I thought Prometheus was good. It was... I went to go see Prometheus because of the prequel aspect. Like, what am I going to find out that I didn't know yet about, you know, and it did that, you know, pretty good. I think it left more questions than it answered. But what I don't like about Covenant is it's not the continuation of Prometheus. You know, this little prologue thing kind of fills in that gap. And if that's all I get about what happened to Shaw...
I still have a feeling that they did that because that's what's going to be part three.
I think I have a feeling they did it because she didn't sign her contract to come back in the movie again.
It could also be
the prologue. I mean, it's going to be a hint of something.
That just could have been left over from the last film.
But then the whole CG thing with the freaking city where David's like dropping bombs on the freaking place.
Could have been done.
Shit's going down.
Could have been done last time. What was that zone?
It could have been where they're like, you know what, this is way too big of a project to tackle, and we could probably mess it up. So leave it alone, and let's do something else.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It definitely makes sense. I don't know. I feel like at some point you can't, if you want to get big to where you're gonna make it as big as you ever dreamt it could be, you have to let go of the reins a little bit. It doesn't mean you can't control the aspect of it. It just means that you have to trust other people to do, you know, good by you. And Neil Blomkamp hasn't really done anything bad yet. You know, District 9, Chappie. You know, he's actually done some good stuff. Anybody else want to chime in on that? No.
As far as directing, yeah, those are two pretty awesome movies after the mid. So like, him doing it would have been, he would have done it justice.
See, what I just realized, Gil, is you're really bad at doing the Facebook Live stuff because you lose track. You lose track of everything. Last year, you're like,
Jesus Christ, Gil.
Exactly. See,
what the hell?
When I do it, I do a good job of it.
Because you're asking questions while you're doing the video. At the same
exactly.
Time. I'm listening. I'm watching you do it.
He wants the views. Track. He wants the views. There you go.
So did we get
actually
any?
I was doing it under the. We had a couple of people watching.
Oh, nice.
Were you under the Men of the Cave?
Mm-hmm.
You found a way to do it?
Yeah, I found a way to do it.
Sweet.
As always, this is totally unedited, so you're going to hear everything we talk about in here.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Everything. Everything.
So from aliens to vampires.
Ooh.
And, you know, how many people have seen Interview with the Vampire?
I've seen it.
Me.
That was actually on today at work.
It was?
Yeah, it was. They had it on at work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
did.
Yeah, well
in the back.
Yeah, we actually have a back room. And
oh, okay.
I kind of walked into it. I was actually watching a little bit. I was actually surprised that two big, you know, actors are in it. Brad Pitt and...
there's three.
Antonio Banderas,
yeah, that actually was, you know, filled in about. But
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst. When she was a child, yeah. I mean, it's a very interesting... I do like Interview with the Vampire, the movie. I know a lot of people didn't... People that read the... And this goes with anything. The book is always better because you just can't get everything into
it.
Yeah. And that Anne Rice wrote it, which we were talking about.
I read that one and I read the sequel.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much how it centers around the vampire, the stat, right?
Is it anything else like the
Tom Cruise's characters? The
Tom Cruise.
Queen of the Damned.
Yeah.
Is also another one. You're gonna have to hold that like right there in front of your mouth.
Yeah, gotcha.
I think you're used to this.
This is kind of awkward.
Queen of the Damned is based off of a stat book, sort of, but it kind of went off in a tangent.
So tell me. So just Zoe, you've read some of those books. Can you just quickly just give me a
summary,
synopsis of it? Just break it down.
That's tough because I read them probably a decade ago.
Okay, well,
what I remember. Is that stressing? It's basically about Lestat.
That's
really
what I was gonna ask.
What it's all about. One particular vampire and his life and times, pretty much. And it goes all the way from being a vampire that's been around for 300 years to getting with one of the oldest vampires of all time and increasing his power. That's pretty much it. Just following him around, really.
An Interview with the Vampire... Is that the first one? Is it the second book? The third book? Like, and there's quite a few books, right? There's about six.
Yeah, there's more than I thought. There's more than three. You know, I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure there is. Yeah,
but I remember reading like seven. I mean, I could be wrong, but I remember there went.
Yeah, yeah. There's quite a few of them. Do you remember if Interview with the Vampire the movie kind of got the gist of the book really well, or?
I thought they were somewhat close. They left out, of course, it's pretty close. They just sped up a lot of things and skipped things, but it's the same feel.
And a lot of Anne Rice's books are overly sexual and in nature.
So.
And
very much
and,
so.
And that's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe now if they did it, you know, you get 50 Shades of Grey, I'm sure they could do 50 Shades of Grey Vampire the Stat Edition or something. And,
yeah.
Did you think Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise portrayed the characters pretty well?
I think so. One of the things that is in the books a lot is Lestat's hate of Brad Pitt's character for being so weak as a vampire. He hates that.
Yeah, it came over very well. Louis.
Yeah, he's like, you know, come on, why can't you be like everybody else? You know?
He's a big pussy.
Yeah, go drink that blood. Go suck on those necks. You like that? Do you like people sucking on necks?
Oh, I love sucking on necks, Daddy.
Ooh.
Again.
Yes.
Give me a vampire right now.
You'll show them how to suck, right?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat, Daddy.
Eric, you like? Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe.
I didn't have anything.
I
was just gonna add to that, but that's okay.
Do you like vampire stuff? Hot sauce?
Oh yeah, you know Twilight. I'm just kidding.
Sparkling vampires? Is that what gets
serious?
Vampires and are you more of that underworld vampire lover?
Oh, definitely. That's something more recent as well. So that's something I'm more fresh in mind. So I have seen the movies as well, the Queen of the Damned and the Interview. So yeah, that's definitely the more hardcore action werewolf. That's me.
Werewolf action. Did you say werewolf action?
Yeah.
not werewolf. I'm the werewolf action.
So you said, right? More the most recent hot werewolf action? Is that what I heard?
What do you think about that?
Do you have a favorite, Gil? Do you have a favorite vampire movie, Gil?
I would say it's a tie between The Lost Boys.
Okay. It's a nice one.
Badass. And it'll probably be Interview with the Vampire. Or no, I take that back. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I was waiting for it. What's your favorite part of Bram Stoker's Dracula? I think we talked about this one time when Steven was here. Where's Steven to say the word succubuses?
The succubi.
Interview with the Vampire.
Succubus, Daddy.
Cha-ching!
Hey,
cha-ching!
Joe, what kind of vampire movies are you familiar with, Joe, being at your young, ripe age of 20
I don't know, something. Man. I mean, I remember my earliest one. There was like a Disney movie. Right? You know, because I used to watch a lot of Disney back in the day. But there was a Disney one. I can't remember, but that was one. And then I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey, so Once Bitten. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Oh, that's old school.
That's old school.
Yeah.
You don't remember Once Bitten?
I've never seen that.
It was. Come on, man. I was good.
Yeah, it's still good.
But still good.
What about Fright Night?
Bam!
Yeah.
The Once Bitten led right to the Fright Night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fright Night's a good one.
That was a good one.
Monster Squad.
Yeah. Monster Squad does.
They had Dracula in there, so yeah.
They've done a couple of different different Dracula movies. You know.
Yeah.
You have you got of course Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Dracula 2000.
you know what? Go ahead.
We're also forgetting Buffy the Vampire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did it. I'm not gonna lie. That's a guilty pleasure, right there.
Yeah.
Did any of y'all see
George Carlin?
I think the title is called Shadow of the Vampire. Did any of y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good take on kind of the filming. It goes back to I want to say I don't know 1920s when Nosferatu was filmed.
Yeah.
And it's based on that Nosferatu was a real vampire. And they were filming him, and he kept on killing like the crew, and they have to keep on getting.
I think I have seen that. Yeah. That's a pretty interesting take.
Yeah, like they actually found a real vampire, filmed him for the movie, but he's like killing people.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah. It was a black and white thing, but then he was like actually
Starts John Malkovich maybe. I can't remember.
It does kind of. That sounds familiar.
You're right.
What is the more recent? There's been a couple more recent Dracula movies coming out.
There was the sad, you know, story of Dracula. It's the modern one. I don't even know what it is.
Dracula Untold?
I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, like how he became Dracula.
There you go.
Well, that one, that one follows more of the historical Vlad the Impaler, who was an actual Transylvanian prince who fought against the Turks, I believe. And he is known. They call him the Impaler, because he would impale his enemies on wooden spikes from their butt.
What?
Yeah.
Their butts, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I know he would like eat dinner and have people ripped apart right in front of him.
The story is that he had I don't know hundreds of his enemies impaled all around him, and he ate dinner just watching them slowly slide down these huge spikes of wood.
Damn.
Does that sound like a typical Friday night for you?
Guilty pleasure, Daddy. Guilty pleasure.
Oh, man.
Hey, what about Blade?
Blade, that's a good one.
I love how Zoe was like, Yeah, Blade.
No one really talks about Blade that much.
I guess there's been some good vampire movies that we don't really see Blade as a vampire movie because he's more of a... Because he's like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you can say
Vampire Hunter D.
Well, when I were getting to the anime
side.
Vampire Hunter D is a good one.
Hunter D.
You can do Van Helsing.
Vampire Hunter D.
And his, it's a capital D.
His name's D.
Hunter D.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big D.
Capital D.
Vampire Hunting the Big
D. Did not know that. I never heard of that.
It's a D.
it's an anime. It's actually really good. He has a hand that talks, though, which is kind of funny.
That's
hand.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's weird. Other... If you're going to go anime, there's other...
Oh yes,
you know, like Van Helsing.
Yeah, we're gonna shut it down right there. Yeah, we're gonna shut because
we can talk about vampires.
So we probably could. So, does Vampire Chronicles work as a TV show more than you think as a movie?
What? So what channels are gonna be on?
I'm not sure. I didn't
because it's gonna be like on TNT or something like that, it's gonna be like PG or PG-13.
It's gonna have to be a show. Like, I think it's perfect for like a Starz series.
Yes, yeah, so it's gonna be mature rated.
Because Starz loves to do those. You know, if you've seen Spartacus, you know exactly.
Oh man, they don't hold anything back.
Because they don't hold anything back. That was a really good show. What about maybe? Doing Blade as a TV show.
Ooh. They did.
Yeah, I was going to say that it has been done.
It has? They did a Blade TV show?
Yep. They might have made it one season.
One and done, huh?
What year was that?
I don't remember, yeah.
I remember, but I don't remember anything about it. Like, it was so bad.
It wasn't with Weiss. He was in prison during this time, I'm assuming?
Mike Tyson?
We're talking.
He went to bed by
Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes, he was in prison.
I honestly don't know.
Tax evasion.
Tax evasion, yeah.
He got busted.
I think he just recently got out, didn't he?
I guess he didn't sell enough blood when he was on Blade. I guess killing vampires isn't profitable. he should have, after he like sliced them up and turned them to dust, he should have picked up all the money they had on them. Yeah, maybe he could have paid his taxes. I guess being in U.S. Marshals isn't profitable either.
Burn.
I know, right? Sick burn.
Too soon.
He wasn't expendable. They let him out of jail for that, or what? Was that like a?
It was a work release one day for good behavior.
That's pretty much right. I've got to shoot everything in one day.
They probably shot it inside. The facility, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like on the driveway or something.
Hey, come out here. We're going to move the set.
Put some props up, green screens.
So from one comic to another, Logan, which was a big hit, should be coming out in Blu-ray real soon. In a couple of weeks at the end of this month.
And they're actually going to have a one-day release of it in black and white.
They're going to have
They're
going to have an awesome steel book edition coming out on Best Buy, and the art done on it is the same artist who drew the Old Man Logan cartoon. I mean, a comic book.
Oh,
so when you open it up, it's got art from that he drew for that.
Nice.
So there was some news that came out recently that Sabretooth was supposed to make an appearance.
Yeah. Lee Schreiber, like a second actor who played Sabretooth in the Wolverine movie, he was asked originally to play as a reprise his role of Sabretooth in the new Logan movie, but due to, I guess, scheduling conflicts, he couldn't make it. He was written into the story, but they writ him out ultimately because he couldn't make it.
I thought the movie flowed very well without having him, though.
According to what I was reading the article, at one point Wolverine was supposed to go meet up with his brother to go help him with something. That's how they tied him into Sabretooth into the story.
Well, in the Old Man Logan, he's actually going with Hawkeye, who he's helping to try to. He has super soldier serum. To try to take back, you know, because Red Skull's the president of the United States and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were going to do a twist on that where he was going to help him do not something like that, but but something. Did you see Old Man Logan?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, half of it, and then I fell asleep.
Oh my god!
It was late night. But I will say honestly, that's probably the best movie straight out the gate as far as action wise, besides John Wick 2. But just literally from the get-go, the whole whenever he comes out and he just stabs a guy straight in the forehead.
In the chompa-lump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
It was. I can't believe he fell asleep.
Late night, long day.
What is it with you young guys? John, right? John doesn't watch nothing. John hates everything.
We're limited.
Except Dragon Ball. Yeah, I know you liked Old Man Logan. I mean, you liked Logan.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I gave it 5 stars.
What is your comment about somebody falling asleep halfway?
What is my comment about, well, maybe they're tired.
Okay. Exhausted, Eric.
Yeah.
Long day.
Some people work for a living.
Yeah,
and
right.
Some like Eric. People I know.
It's a chill all day.
Just get
yeah.
paid and look good.
Yeah, just
yeah.
stare at Mark Hamill all day.
Mm. That's what he does.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, he just fell.
He just dropped him.
You're not taking care of him.
So, were you expecting to see more more Wolverine without his shirt on, all hairy and everything? Is that what you were expecting?
Yes. You know, sex sells. You know,
for
so
sure.
More, you know, sex appeal, and yeah, definitely for sure.
I like that. Yeah, I guess
Sabretooth with the beard, sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah, gotta leave it on there.
Yeah, he did have that little one that came kind of down, right? Is that what you like?
Sweat all the way down body. Yeah.
It's glistening all over his body.
Can't wait for it. Yeah, go ahead.
It was kind of disappointing, I think, though, to see Logan
old.
And think about all the crappy movies they've made with Wolverine. Oh, and now he's
like the
done.
One with Deadpool. Oh my god.
Yeah, the Origins is like the movie that shall not be named. And it's funny because usually you want to give them all the, you know, you can find a place for almost any, like Iron Man 3. Like Iron Man 3 is horrible, but you're like, I kind of get it. You know, it's all right, whatever. But with Origins, there's no like whatever. You're just like,
just
that movie sucks donkey balls. Like big old hairy Mexico donkey balls from like the from the Donkey Show.
Nice.
We That's do have great. A donkey expert, Zoe.
Is that why you're looking like that, Zoe?
I didn't want to bring it up.
It looked like you were reminiscing.
I was like, man. Like,
oh, you went God. To a school for donkeys.
Wow.
I thought he went to the Donkey Show. I thought that you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was getting to that.
That's funny, but it is disappointing. Who here agrees that it's disappointing to see him go and see a good movie like Logan finally? I mean, where would you rank Logan in all the Wolverine movies? All the X-Men Wolverine movies that he's appeared in, is Logan the best one?
I think so. I think so by far. If we're just going with his storyline specifically, I think that's definitely the best.
Or just the epitome sure. of his character.
Period, yeah.
Yeah.
It just did his character justice, finally.
Yeah, it was him. It was who he's supposed to be.
The closest I had seen that the correct version of the Wolverine was in X-Men Apocalypse when they released him as Weapon X. When they let him go and they had the costume, and I mean, it was really cool to see the headgear.
It was like a tiny taste of what we were going to expect to see in Logan, seeing that scene.
Yes, it actually was, and Logan was by far...
From the get-go, that first scene.
It was very brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal being the optimal word.
And Logan was the first rated R one, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Of the
X-Men stuff.
Yeah, because the Wolverine wasn't rated R. Was the Wolverine rated R?
No,
it was PG-13.
No way.
The Wolverine wasn't bad, but it just... you know, was
that the one in Japan?
Yes. Did you not like that one, Zoe?
I didn't like that one.
Why not?
I'll be honest with you, I couldn't even finish it. I was like, this is too terrible.
Oh, wow.
Shut it down.
That bad?
For me.
But not at all? Like, you just didn't like the...
It was so uninteresting that it was not keeping my attention. And I was like, I kept on catching myself doing other things while it was on. And I was like, you know what? This is just sad. And I couldn't go with
it. I get it. I understand, definitely. Definitely understand.
It was bad.
So speaking of the Dark Tower, you know, going along with... they're going to drop a trailer tomorrow, supposedly the first trailer.
Right.
Are you very excited about it?
Well, I don't... I was surprised at the casting.
The casting?
Right off the bat, surprised. And I don't know if he's going to be able to be Roland Deschain. That's... If you read the books, what... You guys are going to learn the story here pretty soon, but I don't know if that particular actor can do it.
I mean, he's got some range, but I mean that's the thing. You have to wonder how when they go to the casting process, is this person gonna, you know, work out? And I've learned with the Dark Knight and Heath Ledger's casting as a Joker to
they didn't expect a lot.
Let's wait and see, you know, because when they announced him, I was like, no, come on, bro. Like, this dude did 10 Things I Hate About You. He's like a, you know, like he's a teen. Yeah, and he's going to play the Joker. Like,
he went to the depths for you. He went to the depths. I mean, he's dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally.
Wow. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Literally.
Way too soon.
Wait, no, it's just, no, I mean. He's been gone for a while.
No, he killed it. He killed that role. Literally.
Literally.
Just kidding.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But no, they even said, I mean, he kind of improvised a lot of things that, you know, in that movie.
Well, he's a method actor. And it's very interesting. If you study method actors, you'll know that Daniel Day-Lewis, method actor. And he definitely says that his wife has lived with many different men in their marriage. Because he is that character until the filming's done. So she's lived with Abraham Lincoln, and I wonder what that was like, right?
Mm-hmm. 4 score and 7 years ago.
Are you looking up the casting?
I was trying to find the article, yeah.
So that's what he's supposed to look like.
Oh, okay.
So then now look at the casting.
Oh, yeah, I sent those photos that.
So, yes, method actors. Method actors get really into the, when they're in their role, they're in the role. From what I heard about Heath Ledger as the Joker, even when he was in costume, he was the Joker, whether he was filming or not. If he was on the side waiting to film, he was, you know, there was, that's, and that's how Daniel Day-Lewis is. And the problem with method actors is they go so far deep into their characters that
it's hard to get out.
That's what happened with the most recent Joker, with Jared Leto. Like, he was pissing off all his co-workers.
Well, you know what?
He was too into it.
At least with Heath Ledger, you're like, okay, I can see.
Yeah.
I can see this process working well for him. Jared Leto's Joker sucked.
Straight up, it sucked.
The Suicide Squad sucks. We were watching that at work the other day, and I'm like, this movie is stupid.
Hey, I liked Will Smith's character.
I mean, I guess, but. To me, to
play it right,
the thing about Will Smith is like Keanu Reeves, where he's like the same character and everything, but they cast Keanu Reeves with movies and writing that fits him.
Yeah.
And with, you know, like, think about Will Smith from Independence Day is basically Will Smith in Suicide Squad.
I never really thought of that.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I don't like about it.
I like Steven's comment of
yeah, we're not going to get into that. It's like, see, you made me. I was on a roll here.
Sorry,
I was on a roll here.
Didn't go, think of it. Sorry.
You know, Kevin Costner is the same way.
I was going to say Kevin Costner.
That's why you're on here.
100% was going to say Kevin Costner.
In Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, he's the only one on there without an English accent.
He's the same guy in Dances with Wolves.
Yes.
Dances
with Wolves. I'm being part Indian. Feather, not dot. I appreciate that movie. Yes. And
not a dot.
Yes, not that.
Red dot.
I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings on that one?
No.
No?
Okay. Not at all.
Not at all.
Tucker, tucker, tucker.
Where's my Slurpee at?
Thank you. Come again.
So, I think that role was casted perfect for him, but I mean, he's like Waterworld. He's the same guy. The Postman. I actually like Waterworld.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's okay. Not $300 million okay, but it was all right.
Shit, what's the one with Robert Redford? Where if you build it, they will come. Where he builds a baseball field.
That's a good one. But yeah, I mean, come on, man. You're Robin Hood, and you talk. You don't have an English accent.
Had that song.
Everybody had an English. You go watch that. I watched it the other day, and I was like,
because yeah, it was in, I don't know. Maybe he got hit in the head. Who knows?
Even Morgan Freeman had a really good.
Even Moorish accent. What's that guy? The guy with the bowl haircut that was like, what was it, the traitor?
Oh, Christian Slater?
Even he was in there. Yeah. He was trying. He was trying.
Know now that our father loved you more than me.
Why a spoon, cousin?
Oh, you twit. It'll hurt more. I love that. I love that. That actor is awesome. R.I.P.
That guy was Severus.
Severus Snappy?
Snivellus.
So, man, we went way off the Dark Tower on this.
So back to the Dark Tower?
Yeah. So back to the Dark Tower.
Stephen King?
Yes.
Okay.
You've read it?
Just kind of looking upon it. He wrote the novels.
Yes.
Too, and then also he's also, you know, obviously a big part of the movies as well. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Usually when you... Not always. Usually,
not always.
World War Z. The guy who wrote it, Max Brooks, had nothing to do with the production and anything of the movie. Obviously, because if you've seen World War Z, and you've read the book, did you read the book?
I have the book. Never read it.
Dude, tonight when you go home, Zoe, while you're on vacation, read that. I guarantee you won't put it down.
Okay.
And have you seen the movie World War Z?
Yes, I've seen.
Dude, it is nothing like that movie. I watched that movie. I wanted to walk out. I was like, this movie fucking sucks.
Was it the acting?
No, it's just
the story was way
off. Yes, because World War Z is a collection of stories of the war. And it's a guy that's going around and he's getting their accounts. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes it interesting is you're not reading like chapters. You're reading a story and you finish another story. And the chapters are like in the chronological order of how the war happens. So it starts from the beginning, from Patient Zero. And he goes and talks to someone in that village where it was first contracted, the disease. And then he talks to someone where, because it pretty much spread out of China. Because in China, they had throw a bunch of people and, you know, got political prisoners and crazy. And they were, like, selling those prisoners' kidneys and heart organs on the black market. Well, there wasn't that. It started in China. And then when they started shipping these organs all over the country, then it popped up in Brazil, then it popped up in the States, then it popped up in Africa. You know what I mean? And it's kind of spread like that. And you get a good idea of what happened. It's nothing like the movie where it's the guy and he goes and gets his family. No, it's nothing like that at all.
The Final Fantasy. Remember how they made the Final Fantasy cartoon?
Advent Children?
No.
Oh,
the very first Final
Fantasy. Oh,
they just
yes.
Final Fantasy. That had nothing to
Spirits
do with
Within.
It. Yeah, Spirits Within.
The armor was cool.
Yeah,
the armor that they wore.
That was pretty cool.
But do you think that the Dark Tower, can it translate to film?
I don't know, because it's so ridiculously complex, and every book is complex, and there's like 7 or 8 of them. So I don't know if you can keep an audience's interest for a decade, because that's literally how long it's.
It takes, 2 to 3 years to make a movie.
Right, so it's going to take a long time. So I don't know if you're going to be able to keep that fan base going. But
they'll probably simplify it, is what they're going to do.
I guess so. It's crazy. I can't. I mean, my God. We're talking about. I was telling Eric, we're talking about. There's vampires in there, right? That wear the skin of humans over their faces, and they're like rats underneath, and then they eat babies. At restaurants in New York. Like, this is a jacked up series. Like, I was like, what in the world? Like,
but it's another dimension, right? Where that happens? Or is it like in our world?
It's some of it's in ours, some of it's in a different time, and some of it's in a different dimension. But a lot of it does happen in ours. So it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
It sounds like
babies. It's crazy.
It is.
Babies eating rats. That's what
it, and if you read the books, a lot of stuff doesn't have illustrations, but these books, every, like, 100 pages, there's one illustration, and it'll be something real, like, good God, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot of, it's a lot of time travel, a lot of dealing with demons. There's sex in there, there's children being born.
Sex.
There's, babies eating their moms. I mean, it is crazy. That's all I can say about it.
Dogs and cats.
The whole time you talked, all I heard was sex.
Sex.
Well, it's...
What does the Dark Tower represent?
Well, I think I said it last time, but, you know, my basic understanding is that it is the space and time continuum. It is all the dimensions, all the universes together, the multiverse, I guess you want to call them.
So it's like the apex.
Going in one direction and keeping all life and time and space going in one direction.
So why would someone, the man in black wants to destroy him?
Actually, you know, I was thinking about it, and the man in black is a bad guy, but he's actually an underling to the main bad guy.
Okay.
And I forgot about that. And I was thinking about it, and because y'all caught me kind of like on the spot last time. So, but I thought about it. But he's kind of, like I said, an underling to this other guy who is the baddest of all, okay? And there's also a lot of Arthurian stuff in here. There's magic. It's kind of a weird thing. It's multi-dimensions. It's westerns. It's wizards. And then it goes into science. I mean, Stephen King himself comes out in the show, in the books. He writes himself in there. They go into his house and they talk to him. And there's other characters that come out in Salem's Lot and read about themselves in a book and are freaked out because they're like, am I a real person? Because I'm in this dude's book. And it's kind of mind-bending.
That's kind of crazy, man. Yeah. I kind of want to read it, but then I kind of don't because I'm like, dude.
Trippy.
It sounds trippy.
It's crazy.
It sounds...
It definitely sounds interesting, though.
It does.
I definitely got to see that.
It's something I will go see.
Yeah, in this world, Roland Deschain is a descendant of that dimension's King Arthur, and there instead of swords they have guns. They're gunslingers, and the guns are the training is crazy that you have to do to get a gun, and it's pretty much a fight to the death when you pretty much have to kill your instructor to get your guns. And you only get one shot, because if not, he'll kill you. And so he kind of, I don't know if I should say what happens or not, or because the thing is the Dark Tower jumps around. It doesn't really tell you this guy's history until like book four.
Okay, so it's one tower. It's not multiple towers.
Right, it's one tower, but I'm saying the main character, it sticks with him, and then he finds other people to go with his journey. Where it's even weirder, he like wakes up on a beach, sees three doors, opens a door, goes in it, and he's in the brain of somebody, and he sees what they see. One of them is a cocaine dealer that's trying, like in 1973, that's trying to get cocaine onto a plane, and he's seen everything. He's sweating. The next one is this lady that's paranoid, schizophrenic, multi personalities, who's in a wheelchair. And then the third person is a what's called the pusher, lives in New York in the 80s, and he pushes people in front of subway trains and kills them.
Wow.
And so he's in these three people's brains.
That's kind of like being John Malkovich.
So, but what he has to do is get these people and bring them back with him to go on this journey, because some prophecy said that he needs these three people to get to the tower. Like I said, it's crazy. Complex, and I'm barely scratching the surface. I mean, my God.
Yeah, it sounds...
There's robots, there's crazy trains, and I'm not even exaggerating. There's babies, you name it. Twins, like, people come and take one twin, bring them back, and they're, you know, they can't think right, they die, like, within a year. I mean, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
It's just, like, all over the place, man.
It is.
I feel like you told me, like, 10 different stories.
It right? is. I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the audiences can stay with this for a decade.
The only thing that seems to be a reoccurring theory, I mean a reoccurring presence in what you explained to me was babies.
There's a lot of horribleness with babies. Yes, it's bad.
Babies eating babies.
Like it freaked me out.
Rats eating babies.
I 100% be honest with you, it freaked me out.
I can tell.
It stopped you in your tracks a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Man, the Dark Tower.
Go definitely dark.
Let's go see it. We gotta go see that.
Baby got back.
I probably won't even have to get no. Baby, I probably won't even get no popcorn, man. Because I reached down, looked down, probably eating a baby.
Too soon.
And be like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's
a baby in my popcorn.
It's not good. You know, I could keep on going on about this, but I'll just say like the there's like. People with male bodies, like in a suit and tie, that are going around regular day life, that had the face of a rat or like a parakeet or of a pig, but they have the face of a human stretched over and stapled.
Ooh.
Oh shit.
But nobody else can see it. It's like an illusion that they see the human face, but like to the people that are like Roland and his crew, they can see him 100% this is not a human. And they're
interesting.
You know,
I can just imagine that image.
That's
it's
kind of yeah.
And I'm
I can see this as an anime.
Yeah, I'm describing it from the actual
what
illustrations
it,
that I've seen.
Would
books.
Would it have would this Dark Tower have worked better as a TV series or as an anime?
Probably as a TV series, like The Stand was. You know, put some money into it and make it like a mini series, and I thought it would have been well. Anime, I don't know if anybody would have taken it serious. But I think like a short mini series, maybe, I don't know, maybe on HBO or something. And it'd be insane, but I think it would be better than doing the movies.
Whenever I hear The Man in Black, I think of Westworld.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's the man in black, and he's a cow, like a gunslinger.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Have you seen Westworld?
I have seen Westworld.
Show. That's a badass.
The thing is, The Man in Black is several people during the thing. He changes. He's like a shape shifter.
Eric, you have your hand raised. Yes, sir.
I thought of Johnny Cash. Just saying.
He was the man in black. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Ring of Fire.
Well, if he has multiple personalities, shouldn't it be Men in Black?
Oh,
that's nice.
I like that
movie.
Yeah.
Do-do-tsh. Do-do-tsh.
Yeah, because he goes from a wizard that's seducing Roland's mom to, gosh, a bunch of other characters. So,
I might have to attempt to read this book.
It's crazy. I'm telling you.
Me too, man. I don't even read. I might just jump into it.
Steven don't like to read either. He gets audiobooks.
I might have to learn how to read on this.
Honestly, that's pretty smart.
Getting the Thrawn audiobook too.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, he's supposed to be getting that Thrawn audiobook.
Okay, wow.
So speaking of Thrawn, we're going to jump out of the Dark Tower and jump right into the pool that we know as Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And the only reason we're going to do that, I mean, not that there's a whole lot of Star Wars news that's come out lately, but...
Yeah.
That's enough, Eric. Stop pointing at Mark Hamill.
Oh, man.
The legend.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The legend.
I have to give props to Joe, because Joe being so young, never watched Star Wars. So we're at work. We all work together, most of us, except for Zoe. And he's asking me, like, what about Star Wars do you like so much? And so we're like, oh, you know, well, we like Star Wars because, you know, this, and this, that, and that. You know, explain to him about, you know, the characters and the action. And
this was probably, like, maybe, like, a month's time into talking about it.
Yeah, he'd always ask us because we talk about it. We talk about the podcast at work. And... So he's like, you know what, man? I'm going to go watch them. I'm like, okay. He's like, but I'm going to watch all of them. I'm going to be on vacation or I'm going to be off a couple of days. What order should I watch them in? So I'm like, ooh, okay. Watch them in 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, you know, and then Rogue One and 7, which it doesn't matter. 7, Rogue One, just 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3. And he's like, why? And I said, just that's the way you should watch them. And so he did. And over, like, what, 2 weeks you watched all of them?
2 weeks. Binged.
And he was coming into work when he finally came. Questions. And he was like, man, like, questions. And like, oh, it's awesome. And, you know, actually, it was very fulfilling to, like, see somebody who had never experienced Star Wars experience it and be able to, you know, because when kids watch it, they're just like, oh, the lasers and the lightsabers and the X-Wings. And they like that stuff, but... To see, like, a grown adult, like, oh, man, like, for the first time.
It was like our kid graduating from high school.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of envious a little bit because I'm like, man, I don't know what that feels like because I watched Star Wars growing up as a kid and it's just what you knew. So I got to give it to Joe because he watched it all, every single one of them. And, I mean, it was right before Rogue One came out on Blu-ray because he was...
I was just right there.
He was just right there. And so what did you think? Tell the Men of the Cave podcast listeners what you thought of Star Wars. And I know you really like it, but just tell them what you thought about it.
You know, it's crazy, man, because it's always coming into work, you always had something to say about Star Wars, right? So exactly what we were saying from the very beginning. I had to almost see for myself and see what's kind of really going on, you know what I mean? And I didn't really necessarily, because again, it came out in the 70s, you know what I mean? So whenever I was kind of aware of Star Wars, I was like, well, I really have to go back and watch all those movies. I was young. I didn't really have the, it really didn't give it a chance, to be honest with you, but watching those blew my mind. Of course, I love the 4, 5, and 6. Those are the originals, you know what I mean? Graphics, you know what I mean?
Dated, yeah.
Dated, just like how you said, you know what I mean? Just be open-minded, and that's exactly what I did. So the overall story was even better. So once I got into the, you know, I guess the prequels, like everyone says, 1, 2, and 3, those are the ones I kind of enjoyed a little bit. That's funny because that, you know, you're making fun of me a little bit, but I don't know.
I mean, bro.
I liked Anakin's character. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't know. I just kind of grew with those, you know, 1, 2, 3. Third one was really awesome. Kind of seeing that transformation, you know, to Anakin to, you know, Darth Vader was awesome. You know, jaw-dropping almost, you know what I mean? The way he gets his limbs cut off, everything like that. But the newer ones, Episode 7, Rogue One, sad to see Han Solo go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just seeing it, just seeing him in like the originals, man. It was like almost like a hero. You know what I mean? When he died, got very sad, jaw dropped. I literally was looking at the screen, jaw dropped, like for 5 minutes straight. Sad, rest in peace. But then Rogue One.
R.I.P.
Rogue One was probably my favorite, to be honest with you. Just seeing how it all came together, how, you know, Princess Leia got the plans, just all around, man. It's if I had time again, which I'm pretty sure I will, I'll watch them all again and again and again.
What I love about Star Wars is you can watch them, like, I mean, I've seen them, those movies, probably thousands of times in my life. You could watch them all the time. I mean, every day I could watch them, and I would never get tired of it. Do you find it interesting, Hot Sauce, that you wear Mark Hamill's picture on your chest?
Yeah, next step, I got a good idea from Zoe, is probably a huge cardboard cutout of Mark Hamill.
She just wear it as a necklace, bro.
Yeah.
Kind of like Flavor Flav wears the clock, you can wear the Mark Hamill picture.
Actually, you can get that as a jacket, man. You can get that.
I'm going to do it, then the next time, I'll take a picture with that on, and then the following time, it's going to be a chameleon.
Yeah.
So
I get it.
But do you find it, how awesome is it that Rogue One can come out and people can automatically start putting it up there with Empire Strikes Back? Like, you have people, when they rank them in order of how they like them, they're like Empire and Rogue One's real close. I mean, even Episode 7's up there.
It is.
Well, that's the new thing, I think, is going to be the kinder, darker people. That's what more people want to see, is, hey, you know, bad stuff happens to heroes too. So hopefully, I mean, the director says it's not going to be like Empire. You know, that's what, oh, it's going to be like Empire. The second one's going to be like Empire. So I wouldn't really expect that for the next one coming up. But just a great performance by my best friend, of course, you know. He'll probably call me later.
Luke.
Maybe he'll say some words. I don't know. Maybe get a line in or two.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
Do you think, Zoe, do you think that the formula that they're following is the right formula for Star Wars?
I think so. I mean, I thought it was insane. Are you talking about the new trilogy?
Correct.
I thought it was great, and I think that everybody universally liked it for the most part. So I think it's great.
Gil, Episode 7.
Yes.
Did it meet your expectations?
And then some. I mean, just seeing all those, the nostalgia of seeing all those characters coming back, new
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
Though kind of disappointed in the way they kind of rehashed a little bit of New Hope. You know, you got another Death Star, but it's not the Death Star, it's the
Starkiller Base.
Starkiller Base instead.
Which is huge.
It's a planet instead of the
yeah.
yeah.
Instead of a moon?
Instead
huge.
Of the moon. you know, it's cool seeing, like, Kylo Ren being the dark side with his new lightsaber, with the sword hilt, or the...
I liked his voice. It's weird. Like, the way there wasn't
mm-hmm.
a mask. Just sounded real crisp.
I really liked that he was menacing, and then when he took the helmet off, he didn't look menacing. He looked, like, real innocent still. He didn't look... like scary or.
I like how they also kind of kept it kind of lighthearted, or kind of kept some comedic like beats into it, like when he was like really pissed at that one point where the stormtroopers were like walking up towards him and they're like, nope, and yeah, they just
there,
turn around.
There
and
was definitely some comedy in there. Hey, so on Rogue One, do you think that what worked about what made Rogue One so good?
Well, for me, you know, maybe this is somewhat sacrilegious, but it was not the best, in my opinion. Like, it didn't grab me. Like, I didn't think it was super amazing. I just felt it was what it was. It was a story inside of the Star Wars universe. And for me, the highlight was to get to see Darth Vader do his thing.
Yes.
You know, by far. But other than that, it was fun to watch, but it wasn't like, wow, this is amazing.
Okay, so being someone that feels like that, staying on that, why do you think it resonates so much with people but not so much with you?
I'm probably too picky, I guess. I have no idea.
Okay, so let's... What about it did you not like? Or what about it kept it from getting elevated to that position in your mind?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if it was lack of character development, kind of speeding through things. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. Because I only saw it that one time when it came out in theaters, and I haven't seen it since. So maybe if I see it again, it'll be a different, you know, thought.
And you already know who the bad guy is, too. Like, it's not going to be a surprise twist, or you're not going to be surprised by anything. That's somebody who's like, we're going to have a beautiful Death Star. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
it's going to be the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Huge.
There's a huge laser cannon coming out of it. It's going to be the most brilliant green light you've ever seen.
And who's going to pay for it? The Rebels?
We're going to get them. There's a race out there called the Bothans. We're going to get all of them. We're going to get them building it. It's going to be huge.
Extremely huge.
Huge.
So was that the Emperor right there that I was hearing? Was that the Emperor?
Yeah, pretty sure.
He's gonna fill
go for Papal Palpatine.
What does Joseph Kane think about it?
Star Wars.
There needs to be more sex scenes for sure. It's part of the whole PG-13 thing. We need to see some action.
Han Solo, you know, sewing the chest hair.
Han Solo with the chest hair, the sweat bead all the way down to the head, all the way down to the chest.
You're getting a little worked up.
Worked up. Princess Leia. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
That was hard right there. That hit hard. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was very sad.
This
to lose somebody like that.
Episode 8. Last movie with
that. You know what? How's that going to be? Like,
they said that they already shot everything with her.
Correct.
Before she died.
But how are you going to feel knowing that you're watching her last...
But what does she
performance
do?
As Princess Leia?
Do they kill her off, or what do they do?
Apparently, something happens.
They're gonna have to kill her off. I mean, it ain't
I don't
like she.
Wait.
It's not like she can go on an extended vacation or something and just be gone. Like
she died
on Dantooine,
right?
Or something.
I thought she died like on the flight back to the U.S. Am I right?
Correct. On the plane, she had her stroke on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I know what happened.
I think for me the reason why what makes Rogue One so good is because it's the first Star Wars movie that has no Jedi in it, and it's still good.
Yeah,
they concentrated. I like that.
Damn good story.
I guess you could say it has one, but not anymore. He's now a Sith Lord. But yeah.
True. But that
you're right.
That ending scene.
Well, that was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
And there's
once it played out. I'm not even gonna lie. I rewinded it. Played it, rewinded it again, played it, rewinded it, played it again.
I mean, that movie, like,
good, dude.
I will say, when I first saw it, I felt that the first 45 minutes or hour kind of dragged a little bit. Just the first time I saw it, for some reason, every time I saw it after that, it didn't drag for me.
You know what? Maybe the problem was who I was with.
Oh, yeah, I blame this guy.
That could have been... He was bringing me down. I was wanting to watch a great movie, and all he was talking about was Mark Hamill and how he wasn't in the movie. So,
right.
I mean, hello.
I mean, that was very devastating that he wasn't there.
Huge.
It was huge.
I also like the fact that
he's got a huge lightsaber.
Exactly.
It's green. It's shiny. Huge.
I like that the Rebel Alliance was like they weren't as clean cut good guys as you thought they were. They kill their friends.
Yeah.
They're real sneaky about the way they do things. They're just they can be as bad as the Empire. Mm-hmm. But that last 45 minutes of the movie, from when they land on Scarif, once the action picks up, to me, that is everything that I, as a Star Wars fan, has ever wanted to see. Ground combat. The space combat was just... it was epic. And then to see the Darth Vader at the end was like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, the cherry on top, man.
That movie, it goes slow and then it just ratchets it up. And it like doesn't come down, it just ends up. Like it's at the top and it just... I really like it. I think you need to see it again.
I think so, too. You know what? I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to see it again. I'm going to tell you that right now.
There you go. Well, I also like how, you know, you build, you know, relationships to these characters, and then they die.
That's the other thing. I mean, it...
You know what I mean?
You tell me, how many movies have you seen where everybody dies?
I've seen shows, but I don't know about
movies. Yes, but not everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. Like, not one person lived. Not even, like, nothing. Well,
I know you don't like
anyways,
it. Anyways. I know you don't like it.
You know, this is Star Wars related, not part of what we're talking about. I'm going to say that I almost disowned my mom when I was 18 years old. And, yeah, I was sitting there watching The Empire Strikes Back. And I remember this vividly. My mom, I was still living at home. My mom was sitting behind me looking at magazines. And I'm watching The Empire Strikes Back. And that part where Darth Vader cuts off the hand of Luke Skywalker and he's talking to him and says, "I am your father." And my mom says, "What? What? Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father? When did this happen?" I'm like,
oh, wow.
I could not believe it. I was like, you know what? I can't talk to you right now. I had to walk out of the room. I was like, I can't. I just can't deal with this. So it came this close for me just walking out of my parents' life forever right there. So.
People don't understand how deep Star Wars runs. I mean,
it's almost fight worthy.
It yeah. Oh man,
Star Wars seriously.
If you go sleep at the theater for some tickets or go to Star Wars Celebration or something, if somebody tries to cut in line, I guarantee you there's going to be some problems.
You know, I remember seeing Episode 1 at Tinseltown what it used to be called Tinseltown before that guy got shot in the head while waiting for tickets.
Oh yeah,
I thought it was stabbed, or one person got stabbed too. Anyway.
Well, I know one guy got shot in the head, but we're talking like 20 years ago.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
people making signals. I'm getting scared. I don't know. Am I gonna get shot? I don't know.
Right.
But I remember people dressed up, and there was lightsaber fights at, like, we're talking, you know, at midnight when the things, you know, opened up, and everybody, they said don't run when they opened up the gate, and everybody like was pushing and kicking each other running.
Dude, I was I think I was like the fifth person in that line. I went and I slept at the theater for the tickets like 2 weeks before the even.
Wow.
No way.
Yes, and I was like 45th in line. So it started like at the front of Tinseltown, and it went around, and it went all the... Actually, the end of the line ended up wrapping all the way around and almost coming back. And I was right there where the first corner was. And I got there like 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening of the night before they were going to sell the tickets. And, I mean, it was cool, bro. Like, somebody had brought a TV, and because they had outlets at Tinsel back then. They probably still do, but they had outlets that you could access. So people had a TV with a PlayStation. We were playing Tekken. It was a TV VCR combo, so they were playing like Star Wars. The parking lot was empty, so we were playing football. Like someone threw a football. Like it was crazy. Like we had something. It wasn't as boring as you thought it was. There was I brought a barbecue pit. My friend reversed his truck where we were parked on the barbecue pit, and I worked at HEB at the time, and my friend worked at the meat market, and he brought all the meat, and we barbecued, ate good. We didn't lay down to go to sleep till about 6-7 in the morning. Once everything started to kind of, all the fun stuff started tapering off, and then about an hour later, a thunderstorm rolled in and it freaking poured. Dude, I was in my... We spent, like, the rest of the morning in the car, and I fell asleep, and I remember... You know how it is in Corpus when the rain clears and the sun comes out? Dude, it was so hot. I woke up because I was sweating.
You mean like a mofo.
And because they didn't sell the tickets till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You remember that? Were you there in that line?
I was not there in that line, but I know I had somebody there for me. Very nice people.
Wow.
And
give me some of those.
And so we got our tickets. I remember I went home and I just slept. And then, of course, you had to show up and still wait in line for your seats. I waited 12 hours for my seats. And sure enough, when they're like, nobody run, and then everybody ran.
It was like a mad dash of, yeah, you know, just everybody's
moving. And they sat us like 2 hours early, because the movie didn't start till midnight, 12:01. They sat us about 10 o'clock, and people were playing lightsaber fights in the front, and people were dressed up. And
you remember everybody cheering, like, every time somebody came out, like when... R2-D2 first came out, everybody like went crazy. Yeah. Like, oh my god, you know.
I saw that movie 3 times in one day.
Wow.
I believe it.
There was a guy sitting next to me that I had made friends with him in the line. We were waiting for tickets. And he was in the Navy.
And his name was Mark Hamill.
I know, right? Yes.
And he had a picture of Eric.
This guy was in and a medallion.
There you go.
He was in the Navy, and this guy called in to not go to... However they do it in the Navy, wow. I don't know. He didn't go, and then...
So he's right now dead.
Probably.
Dead.
Probably. So since we had made friends, he was in my second or third show, and I actually checked my brothers out of school because I was on their emergency card. I took him out of school to take him to the movie, and he was sitting next to us like, hey, man, you know, said, what's up? The news was there, right? So she's like, oh, how many times have you seen this movie? I'm like, this is my third time. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, what about you? He's like, this is my 7th time seeing this movie today.
Wow.
And she's like, wow. She goes, 7 times? You've been here all day? She's like, yes, ma'am. She's like, what kind of job do you have that allows you to watch? He's like, I'm in the Navy.
Yeah, a job he doesn't have anymore.
It was funny. But yeah, you know what? It was funny about The Phantom Menace is we saw it, you know, it had been... You know, Star Wars, and since 83 to 99, however many years was that? Almost 20 years, there hadn't been a Star Wars movie. And I think we were so excited, thought it was the greatest thing ever. And then it was like, man, that movie sucks.
Looking back, damn it.
Like, out of all of the Star Wars movies, that's my least favorite.
Well, that Sith Lord, Jar Jar Jar, I mean, he did it, you know? A lot of people don't realize that Sith Lord was behind everything.
It's ridiculous, bro. I mean, I try to watch the prequels now, and Phantom Menace, I mean, I can barely get through it, even now. The Attack of the Clones, I like that one. There's a little bit more action. It's a lot more upbeat.
Episode 3
is the best one, but
I agree.
But I think Anakin's act, it's not that his acting's bad, it's the way it was written. It's,
the way it was written, that's exactly right.
Is it the acting, or is it the way it was written?
No, it's the dialogue mixed in with everything.
I don't know, man. I liked it. I mean,
I liked it.
But Obi-Wan's character, though,
the love scene when he's talking to Padme and he's like, "Oh, being with you is intoxicating," and I'm just like, it's like so cringe. You're just like cringing, like, oh my god, like this is like horror. It's like the horrible writing.
Yeah, that's the writing.
Anakin, you're breaking my heart.
Yes, I hate that part.
Yeah. Yes, calling him Annie was probably one of the.
You will too. Try, like, oh my god, like it's just so, you know, the Clone Wars is written better, the cartoon, it's crazy, yeah. You know, it's. Anyways, I love all Star Wars. I'm gonna, you know,
talk about this forever.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. But I do have a question. So, what would you be? Would you be a Jedi, or would you be?
Oh, dude, I'm rebellion, dude. I got all the rebel stuff, bro. Yep. Steven's all Empire.
I think God, I would, yeah.
You
I,
too.
Me too,
you?
Honestly. The Empire.
I'm the gray.
There ain't no gray, bro. There is no gray. What about you, Zo?
He's Bubba Fett.
You know, I think I would play the border. I would be a smuggler. Like, hey, I'd help you guys out, but then I'd help you guys out. I'd be on both sides, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Give me the Lando.
Eric, what does Mark Hamill say that you are? Because I know you can't control your own life.
He He's gonna be his right hand man.
I'm pretty much his protege, I would say. You know, I'd be kind of like the assistant to the original director. You know,
okay.
Just right in there, not the boss, but you know, just pretty close, somewhere in there. And yeah, we just you know just hang out, you know, just talk about you know random stuff, you know what best friends do. Yeah, like he's kind of like my boss, but we're like cool on the side, you know, talk about whatever.
The homies.
And, yeah, you know, just go on vacation, you know, sometimes, Disney World.
So when you and Mark Hamill go on vacation, where does he take you?
Disney World, you know, Skywalker Ranch, you know.
So you've been to Skywalker Ranch?
That's on the to-do list.
But you just said he took you there though.
Yeah.
Well, more of like a Jedi mind trick then.
In your dreams.
Oh, he Jedi mind tricked you.
Yeah.
Like a virtual tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
I got you. Of course. So, what does Mark Hamill pack whenever he goes on vacation?
Just regular picnic meals, you know, sandwiches.
He picks one pair of clothing and wears it all week.
Does he wear the outfit from Return of the Jedi sometimes?
Oh yeah, you never know. It's full of surprises. So.
Does he wear the old prankster outfit?
The trickster.
There you go.
Is that the prankster or the trickster?
I think it's the trickster.
The
right?
Trickster.
Yeah.
For sure.
From the old flag.
Get it right.
It's not a game. It's not a game around here. You know?
Is it not really a game, or is it a game sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Depends.
So, are you going to pay for another Mark Hamill picture?
Oh, yeah. you can't pass up an opportunity like that.
Are you going to get an autograph this time, though?
If it's feasible and possible, then yes. Well, I know the strategy now is to get the VIP passes so you can get in there early to stand in the crazy line. Because I had to pick basically either or. Actually, no, I couldn't have even if I got there right on time early. Those people already lined up, and there's this helper person at the end of the line. It's like, nope, no more people.
No more. Sorry.
But luckily, I booked the picture in way in advance, so that's how it happened.
So, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Jabba the Hutt.
Man, Zoe, you sound a lot like hot sauce.
Yeah, you know, he's the coolest guy ever, and
giggity giggity.
A dude is Donald Trump.
Big cool guy. The biggest.
He's the coolest. The most beautiful person you've ever seen. He has powers. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know if I've ever been asked that question. I really have to think about it.
Well, here at Men of the Cave, we ask the hard questions.
We all know who is Eric's favorite.
You know, we put you on the spot for the Dark Tower.
Yes.
You know what? We'll come back to you. Gil, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Vader, so.
Vader? What about you, Joe?
Anakin, over and over again. Vader for sure. Vader. I mean, I like Han Solo a lot too. But yes, Vader for sure, number one.
We have a Russian here. We just don't let him talk ever.
Russian.
What's our Russian's favorite character?
The vanilla one.
The vanilla character? Which vanilla one? There's a couple.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Any one. Neapolitan, for example.
Neapolitan was in Star Wars?
Yeah.
He was?
In the back.
Hot Sauce, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
That's a little obvious.
I think he's wearing him.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill's not a... You mean Luke Skywalker?
Yep.
Is he...
Luke.
All right, so...
Luke. Yeah, I think that, you know, growing up in the 80s, definitely... Luke Skywalker was by far my favorite Star Wars character.
I'd have to go with Yoda.
Yoda.
For obvious reasons.
Not just because people call me Yoda, but because...
You don't have like Yoda everywhere.
I know.
So since your favorite was Yoda...
Your name's Yoda.
Was it hard to see him die in the first movie?
Dude, when I see Yoda die, like, it's sad, bro. Like,
died.
But you know what?
The second
he died. No, I mean,
like,
you know,
chronologically speaking.
Yeah.
So
he was technically there, but not as, you know, real person.
Everybody here, Star Wars aficionados, why was Yoda brought back for the second movie?
Why was Yoda brought back for
the... Because he was originally supposed to go in the first one. He was not supposed to come back in The Empire Strikes Back. But George Lucas, in his...
You mean Return of the Jedi, he wasn't supposed to...
Or excuse me, Return of the Jedi, I'm sorry.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Get it right.
Yeah.
When he went down, disappeared, he was not supposed to be in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So why did he come back?
You mean at the end, whenever they left the
Force Ghost? Why did he make an appearance in the third movie at all?
You mean the Force Ghost? His training.
The Force Ghost at the end.
I'm talking about
when Luke goes back to Dagobah to see him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dies. Mm-hmm. That whole scene was added.
Hmm.
Right, because George Lucas wanted people to know, like, or have some closure onto the fact that that's why...
That was Darth Vader was really his dad.
Pretty much. But a little bit even...
There is another.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's just that, and I'm not trying to like sound like I'm smart because I'm not. I just read this. But what George Lucas would do, he would give the scripts to a psychologist, and the psychologist would read it before he would do anything with it. And he came back and said, children below the ages of 7 will not believe that Darth Vader is actually Luke Skywalker's father unless someone else that they trust says so. So that's the only reason why he came back and said yes.
That is
because
crazy.
Otherwise, he just kind of take them.
Like, they wouldn't believe it. Like, children would not believe it.
Well, that would be crazy, though, if they wouldn't have brought Yoda back, then he would have never, you know, would have never seen him die, so there was no reason to have him as a Force Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing was that he was going to die, like, he was going to go down like that, like, as an old person in the Empire.
Okay.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Like, he was not even supposed to be there, but they said, you know what? We got to have him come back to reaffirm this.
You know what trips me out is why did Alec Guinness still continue to come out when he hated being in Star Wars?
A lot of money, maybe?
Money?
Are you talking about Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Or Obi-Wan.
Because he comes back as the Force Ghost.
Right,
and,
right.
And, you know, in both of them.
Well, they cut him out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Annie now.
Oh, man. No, yeah, that's the dad. That's Sebastian Shaw.
You're right.
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, I'm sorry. I'm mixing people up all over.
I know, Zoe went like up here with that one, so like, it's like drop straight down.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about Rogue One right now.
So you want to know what's crazy is, people have asked the question, like, oh, The Last Jedi, you know, it means that it's, you know, it's Rey and it's Luke, or it's just Rey. And it's like people that know Star Wars, like, they're, I don't know what's wrong with their head. You're not a Jedi until you've passed your trial. You're not. Even with Rebels, Kanan wasn't a Jedi until he passed his trial. Luke, you know, he's like, then I am a Jedi. And Yoda's like, oh, you know. Nah, you have to confront Vader. Yeah. That was his trial. You know, they all have their trials.
Yeah.
She hasn't had a trial. More than likely, she won't probably have a trial until the third movie.
Maybe it's against Kylo Ren.
Dun, dun, dun.
But they've already said that Luke's the last Jedi, but it's just interesting that people that are Star Wars fans can't seem to grasp that. Or they think it's like Palpatine's daughter or some shit like that.
Palpatine.
Yeah, $20.
I'm gonna show Joe that video.
That Which video one? Is so out of control.
Which one?
Oh, no, I can't go into it because Falcon's going to be like, oh,
God. I don't know which video is worse, that one or the one that says she's Obi-Wan's. I mean, who was Obi-Wan sleeping with, you know, a sand people chick or something?
An alien? I tried to get it on before.
All right, so on that note, I think we're out of time, guys.
Oh, no more juicy.
No.
Josephine?
No.
Guess I gotta go, guys. Guess I gotta go.
So, I want to thank Joe for coming and giving us the voices that he gave us.
Oh, man.
The Joe and the Josie or Josephine.
I enjoyed it.
And the Russian.
Great times.
Maybe we'll. Then I think we'll have you on here. We got to get you and Brian at the same time. I think that would be.
I think it's much funnier when we have.
Because y'all practice that stuff by yourselves when y'all
Every
chill
day.
Outside of work.
Every day.
That didn't sound right.
But thanks, Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Gil.
Oh.
Thank you, Gil.
Thank you guys for listening in to our episode 25.
It's nice to have Zoe here.
Thank you for having me. I try and butcher as many Star Wars references as possible every time I come.
It's like a record.
Yes.
Today's a record.
There you go.
Hot sauce.
I want to thank Mark Hamill for being here today.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Mark Hamill.
Marky. Just gracing us with his presence, you know.
With his force.
So thanks, guys, for listening to Men of the Cave podcast, episode 25. Please share with your friends and
hit the like button.
And let us know. Message us. Let us know what you think. And we'll see y'all next week on episode 26.
May the force be with you.
Later.
Later, guys.
Mark Hamill quote.